Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This is a place that's sunny, warm, and flat. Seems like it should be a pretty perfect place to ride a bike. It's not. Last month, the 36-year-old father, husband, and amateur triathlete Aaron Cohen was hit and killed by a car while riding on the Rickenbacker Causeway. The tragedy revived a debate about how drivers and cyclists share or don't share our roads. We ask listeners to call in with ideas about how the two groups can coexist more peacefully and more safely. We asked both cyclists and drivers to tell us what they'd like the other to know. First, the cyclists.
South Florida, we could make this into a bicycle utopia. We really could.
I think Miami's probably the worst place and unsafest place to ride in the whole United States.
Of 1 to minus 10, it's close to a minus 10.
They cut you off. They blow through red lights.
Talking on the phone.
It's not part of our culture here.
The sense of entitlement, people seem to feel that God gave them a right to go very fast in an automobile, and anything that gets in their way is the work of the devil.
A lot of people think that you're on a bicycle because you lost your license or you're a drinker, which is not true.
We are humans just like them. We could be their sisters, we could be their brothers, we could be their sons or daughters.
The biggest problem that we have here is that Miami does not have enough bicycle ways.
There's no bike lanes. Not enough of them if they're trying to make an effort.
So unfortunately, we have to share the regular road with drivers.
You need to cater to somebody exercising rather than driving their car.
You know, we go to war over fossil fuels.
I'm so much happier when I'm at work because I know I get to ride my bike home and I don't have to deal with traffic.
When I'm driving in my car on a clogged interstate, I don't feel free at all. I feel trapped.
And you didn't have the need for a car. You would save a car payment, you would save insurance, you would save gas, you would save parking.
When you're on a bicycle, you just have the greatest feeling of power and freedom, and it's glorious.
But as glorious as cycling can be, the fact remains that a lot of South Florida was built around the automobile, and that's how most people get around. So we asked for messages from drivers to cyclists. But there's something interesting about the responses we got. A lot of the people we heard from were both drivers and cyclists.
We as cyclists like to argue that we are entitled to be on the road and that cars should share the road. We oftentimes forget that we are to follow all the same laws as motorists.
I live in Kendall Lakes, which is highly trafficked by bicycles. And daily, I mean, the things that I see I stop and look, you know, three ways before moving because bicyclists just rip through the red lights and through the stop signs if they don't apply to them.
I worry about these cyclists who push through traffic, try to cross in the middle, and frighten motorists.
I would tell cyclists you have a responsibility to understand what your obligations are.
Be aware of that we're both allowed to be there and should be there.
Where your positioning should be and how to interact with motorists so that cyclists don't cause accidents and don't cause aggravation.
If we share the road, you guys have to share the rules, too.
Which includes stopping at red lights, going with the flow of traffic, yielding to pedestrians.
No riding against traffic, no taking red lights or stop signs.
As a motorist, sometimes I'm stuck behind a cyclist and I want to get by and I'm frustrated. But at the same time, as a cyclist, you know, I have a right to be there. And so I think patience is the first thing we need to learn.
Those pieces were produced by Ruth Morris and Ariana Prothero. Tell us how you think drivers and cyclists can do a better job of sharing our roads at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.